Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, everybody. We thank God this morning for waking us up and allowing us to see this new day, the day that our Lord has made, the day that no one else has ever been in this day but our God. And we are just excited. We are excited and we are ready to receive all the blessings, all the anointing that our Father has installed for us today. We are ready for our mighty God to order our steps and to do what he has assigned us to do today. So we are just happy and rejoicing on this day that our Lord has made, because he woke us up this morning. There are so many people who went to sleep last night and they have not made it. But we are here. We are here. And it is not by might. It is not by power. It is just by his spirit, by his love, by his grace that we are here. So we are excited. We are thankful at this hour of power, of prayer, praise, and deliverance, this circle of friends. We are excited to receive whatever the Lord has made and what he is doing here at this circle of friends. And today is Friday the 14th. We are right at the center of the month, of this month of May 2021. And we are still believing God for a bumper harvest of souls. Our God is so good. So we're going to go ahead and start by prayer and say good morning to you, Holy Spirit. Good morning to you, Father God. Good morning to you, Lord Jesus, God three in one. We thank you. We honor you. We glorify you for waking us up this morning. We thank you, Father God, for in you, Lord, we live and move and have our being. So we pray, Father God, and say, have mercy on us, O God. Have mercy on us according to your unfailing love. According to your great compassion, your great mercy, have mercy on us, Lord, and forgive us of anything and everything that we have done that is not pleasing to you, Father, whether by thoughts, whether by deeds, or whether by omission or by submission. We pray, Father God, that you forgive us, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, all our transgressions, Father, for you are a forgiving God, Lord. Yes, you say when you forgive us, our sins will be thrown into the sea of remembrance. You will not remember them anymore, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. So we thank you, Father God, for forgiving us and giving us a forgiving heart, that we forgive those who have offended us, those who have sinned against us, Father, that we learn from you. You are a forgiving God. In the name of Jesus, we do not want anything to hinder our prayers this morning. We do not want anything to hinder our praises this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus. So we pray, Father God, that you cleanse us, Lord. Cleanse us with your hyssop, Father. Wash us clean in the name of Jesus, that we will be whiter than snow, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, so that we can hear, yes, the joy and the gladness, yes, of our God. In the name of Jesus, we pray, Father God, that you create in us this morning, yes, and forevermore, a clean heart, a pure heart, and renew a steadfast, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for not casting us away from your presence. Thank you, Lord, for not removing your Holy Spirit away from us, Lord. We honor you, Father God, for restoring to us the joy of your salvation. We thank you, Father God, for granting us, for giving us a willing spirit and sustaining us, Father. Yes, that we will share your goodness, yes, with those who do not know you, those who are out there. We honor you, Father God, this morning. Yes, in the mighty name of Jesus, because we do know, Father, we are aware that the hour has come and the hour is right now. Right now is the time that those who worship you, Father, the true worshipers, will worship you in spirit and in truth, because that's what you are seeking, Father. That's what you are after. People who worship you in spirit and in truth. So we thank you, Father God. We honor you as we thrive, as you move us from glory to glory. Yes, to worship you in spirit and in truth. We thank you, Father God, for ordering our steps, Lord. For your word, Father, reminds us that the steps of a good man, of a good woman, a good child of God, an obedient child of God, they are ordered by you. So we thank you, Father God, for ordering our steps in the mighty name of Jesus. Even if the enemy might come to us in one way, we know that he will flee in seven ways. Because we know, Father God, greater is you who is in us than he who is in the world, than he who is against us, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we know, Father God, if you are on our side, who can be against us? Who can fight us and win? For we are more than conquerors, Father, with you being on our side. Lord, we are victorious, Lord. We are winners in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for there is nothing impossible with you, Father. All things are possible with you, Father, not with men. It is impossible, but with you, all things are possible in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father God, for increasing our faith. Yes, for without faith, it is impossible to please you. And we want to please you, Father. We please you, Lord. We strive to please you. So we thank you for increasing our faith, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father God, for we can do all through you, Lord. Yes, as we wait on you, Father, because we know as we wait on you, you renew our strength, Father, as you promise in your word, Lord, that they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. We thank you, Father God, for teaching us to wait on you, for teaching us to trust you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. For the Lord, you are our defense. Yes, you fight all our battles, Father, regardless of what it is. Even if the enemy might roar like a lion, he is not a lion. There is only one lion of the tribe of Judah. Jesus Christ, the one who fights all our battles, because the weapons of our warfare, they are not carnal, Lord, but that they are mighty through you, God, to the pulling down of the stronghold and casting away and casting down all imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Thank you, Father God, yes, for fighting our battles in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for your word, Father. Yes, the word, your word, Father, that transforms us, Father, that changes us, that in the mighty name of Jesus, that gives life, Father. Yes, for you came, Lord Jesus, so that we might have life and have it more abundantly. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for abundant life, Father. Yes, in the mighty name of Jesus. Yes, we honor you, Lord, Father God, that no weapon formed against us that can prosper, Father. Yes, and every tongue that rises against you shall be judged, Lord. Yes, it shall be condemned, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, we honor you, Lord. We glorify your name, for there is no any other God but you, the creator of heaven and earth, the good shepherd. Yes, the one who laid down his life for his sheep. We thank you, Father God, for preparing a table for us in the presence of our enemies. We thank you, Father God, for your goodness and your mercy that follows us all the days of our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God, for your mercy. Yes, yes, your mercy that endureth forever. You are mighty. You are mighty. So, Father God, this morning, I thank you, Father God, for these these prayer warriors. Yes, they stand on the gap. They intercede for your people. Yes, they call on behalf of nations, Father. They call on behalf of family members. So I pray, Father God, for every man, every woman, these intercessors, that you bless them, Father. Yes, and their families, as they focus on doing your work, as they focus on building, Father, the wall, and also on one hand, they are holding the sword and fighting the battle and fighting these evil spirits. I just pray, Father God, to bless them for their persistence, Father. Bless them, Father, for their consistency, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray, Lord, that you protect and provide for them, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you for continuing to fight our battles, those that are seen and unseen. I thank you, Father God, for giving us wisdom, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. I honor you, Lord, for your blessings and your goodness. Yes, to follow them and give them, each and every one of us, the desires of our hearts, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that some among us, Father, they are on the crossroads. They are trying to make major decisions of their lives, Father. They don't know whether to go forward or to go backwards. They don't know whether to turn to the left or to turn to the right. They are on the crossroads. I pray, Father God, that they will hear your voice, your soft, gentle voice, and say, this is the way, walk in it. In the mighty name of Jesus, not only hearing your voice, Father, but that they will be obedient to your word, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God. I honor you, Lord. Yes, we continue to pray, Father, and stand on the gap for the body of Christ, the church, Father. Yes, every church is fellowship that is represented here this morning. Yes, I thank you, Father God, for the prayer, praise, and deliverance ministries. In the mighty name of Jesus, this circle of friends, I thank you, Father God, for the unquenchable fire ministries, Lord. I thank you, Father God, for the life church ministries, Father, and every church, every fellowship that is represented here this morning. Anoint your servants, Father, with your anointing, Lord, because it is the anointing that breaks the yoke and continue being focused, Father, to what you have called us to do. And we know our number one job is to win souls, to win souls for the kingdom. So we pray, Father God, for your word says he that wins souls is wise. So we pray for wisdom, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, for you are a giver of wisdom. You say, if anyone lacks wisdom, let him ask, and you give without holding back. So I thank you, Father God, for wisdom in the mighty name of Jesus, in the body of Christ, the church, this sleeping giant, to wake up and do what you have called us to do. I thank you, Father God, for all the gifts and ministries you have given us, Father, in the body of Christ. The fivefold ministry, Lord, the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, and the teachers, Father, because you gave us this gift, Father, to equip the saints for the work of the ministry and for the building of the body of Christ. So I pray, Father God, for those who are in foreign lands, Father. Yes, the missionaries claiming your word, who are spreading the good news, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, for your protection and your guidance, Father, for your provision to the men and women of God. And some, they are in sensitive areas. They are risking their lives, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, but they are obeying you, Father, for your word says obedience is better than sacrifice. So I thank you, Father God, as they take care of your business, as they take care of your work, you care for them, Father. You care for their families and their loved ones, Father. Keep them in good health, that no sickness or disease will attach itself in their bodies, that they will not be limited to do your work because of their health. They will not be limited to do your work because of finances, because the earth and the fullness thereof belongs to you. Silver and gold belongs to you, Father. So I pray, Father God, that you bless your people as they let the world know that there is a Savior. There is a God who so loved the world and gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. In the mighty name of Jesus, we know, Father God, that our world, our people, they are perishing, most of them, Father. They are sinking in sin, in darkness, Father. They are being deceived by this in the mighty name of Jesus. So we pray, Father God, for their healing. We pray, Father God, for their deliverance, Father. We pray for salvation, Father. So we call them forth from the north, from the south, from the east, that they come in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for those who are in the ministry of service, in the administrative ministries, Father, those who help your servants, yes, to do the work of the ministry, Lord, those who are in the media, yes, ministry, to get the word out in social media and other airways, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And I thank you, Father God, for providing those platforms, even right here, Father, at this circle of friends, at the prayer, praise, and deliverance. You have provided this platform. And we pray, Father God, that we get better and better and provide all the services, all the finances we need here to get the word out. Yes, as we stand on the gap, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, that we will not be limited because of technical failures, but you support, you provide all the support systems we need for the furtherance of the gospel, Father, not only the prayer deliverance, but all these ministries who are led by your spirit, who are obedient to your word, who preach the Rhema word, the life-giving word, the life-changing word, that you sustain them, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Yes, in the mighty name of Jesus, that we will have the loudest voice, Father, not those who have false doctrines, not those who are misleading people. In the name of Jesus, that their voices be silenced and ours get louder and louder, because we believe in you. So we need all the resources, Father, we need to get your word out. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God. We honor you, Lord. Yes, in the mighty name of Jesus. And I pray, Father God, this morning for families, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, all the families, starting with every family that is represented here, Father. Our children, our grandchildren, yes, our parents, some would still have their parents that are living, yes, that are still on this earth. We just pray, Father God, for the protection of the families, yes, our relatives. We are still believing you, Lord, for the salvation and deliverance of our family members. In the mighty name of Jesus, that they turn towards you, Father. There are some who are turning away from you, but we pray, Father God, that you soften their hearts, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, that they know and understand that you care for them, that you are a burden lifter, that they don't have to do things on their own, but to trust you. In the mighty name of Jesus. So we pray, Father God, that all our family members, Father, starting with our children and our children's children, yes, to have a personal relationship with you, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God, that our children will not beg bread in this land of the living. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God, that our children, yes, you protect and guide them and teach them. You are their teacher. That's what you promised us, Lord, that all our children will be taught by you, and great is their peace. So we thank you for giving our children, Father, our bloodline, the peace, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, the peace that surpasses all understanding, the peace that only you can give, in the mighty name of Jesus. So we thank you, Father God, for protecting and shielding our children, Father, our family members, that they will not be a distractor for us, not to focus on what you have called us to do. But as we do what you have called us to do, you care for them and keep in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God. I honor you. Yes, that they not only hear your words, but they will also be able to be witnesses of the word, Father, of the gospel, Father, that they spread the good news, yes, to this dying world in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, for order in our families, order in each and every household, Father, that we operate and function as you have created us. I pray for every marriage, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus that is represented here, and anyone who will hear or participate in this prayer, Father. I just pray for the families, whether they are blended families, whether they are single parent family, or whatever the status of the family, I just pray for order, Father. I pray for love. Yes, in the mighty name of Jesus, I pray for forgiveness, that people forgive each other and operate in love and have understanding that they are on the same team, not couples against each other, children against their parents, and parents against children. I rebuke this disorder going on in our families these days in the mighty name of Jesus, because this disorder is spilling over into our communities. It's spilling over into our cities and in the nation and all over the world. You can see how all this disorder and anger and frustration, people taking it out on people whom they do not know, people not respecting life of other people in the mighty name of Jesus. So I come against you, devil, you spirit of murder, you spirit of terminating other people's lives. You thief, you are a thief, devil. You come to steal, kill, and destroy. But we have a Savior, Jesus Christ, who came so that we might have life and have it more abundantly. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray, Father God, that you touch the hearts of men and women, that they have love, Father. Yes, in the mighty name of Jesus, the love of Christ. Yes, the love that covers a multitude of sins. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God. I honor you, Lord. We pray, Father God, continue to shield and protect our nation, Father. Yes, we come before you, Father, as your word orders us, Father, that if my people who are called by my name shall humble them, pray and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then you, our heavenly Father, you will hear from heaven, and you will forgive our sins and heal our land. So on behalf of our nation, on behalf of nations, Father, in the name of Jesus, on behalf of my country, yes, I pray, Father, Zimbabwe and its leadership and the president, Father, Emmerson Mnangagwa and the cabinet and everyone in position of authority. Yes, pray, Father God, for our president. Yes, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, our vice president, their families and the cabinet, Father, the whole executive branch, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, the legislative branch, Lord, the Senate, the House of Representatives, that they do what is right, Father. Yes, our judicial branch, the Supreme Court, the lower courts, and the Congress, that each one will function, yes, the way they should, Father, and for the betterment of the people. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray, Father God, for those who are just doing opposition. They just oppose anything and everything. They just don't want to do what is right. We pray against them, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, that you touch their hearts, Lord. Yes, your Holy Spirit. Yes, Father God, you can do anything and everything that men cannot do. When it comes time to vote or to make a decision, that your Holy Spirit will compel them to do what is right in the mighty name of Jesus, even if they don't know it and they are not aware. And then they will realize after the fact that, oh, that's not exactly what I wanted to do. In the mighty name of Jesus, we release you, Holy Spirit, that you be there where decisions are being made, because you are an omnipresent God. You are everywhere. And say, close doors and go in these inner chambers and make decisions. We pray, Holy Spirit, that you be there on our behalf. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God. I honor you that anything and everything that is good for the people, let it prevail. And those who want to break down and destroy and bring division, let it be distorted and have no power. We strangle that spirit. We curse it from the root, that it will not produce fruit in the mighty name of Jesus. For your word, Father, reminds us that no weapon formed against us that will prevail. Yes, they can sit down and form and work and do the things that implement, but there will not be any implementation in the mighty name of Jesus. There will not be any fruit. In the mighty name of Jesus, your people, Father, we have suffered enough. Yes, in the name of Jesus, it's time of jubilee. It's time, Father, for our joy. It's time for peace. It's time for breakthrough in all areas of our lives. I thank you, Father God. I honor you, Lord, that all our systems, Father, will function well. Yes, our law enforcement, our military system, all the branches, Father, our education system, the educators, the students, the parents, the administrators, everyone working together for the betterment of our children, our health system, Father. Yes, our workforce system, everyone do what is right and function well for the betterment of the people, Father. Give us a spirit, a heart of each other's keeper, a brother's keeper, a sister's keeper, of each other's keeper, and care for each other, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Even those who do not know you, only one, Father. Yes, if the light shows up, yes, all darkness has to flee. In the mighty name of Jesus, I honor you, Lord. I glorify your name. I thank you, Father God, for healing those who are sick in their bodies, for you are a healer, Lord. You heal all our diseases, all manner of sicknesses and diseases, regardless of what the sickness is, whether it's emotional, whether it's mental, whether it's physical, whether it's spiritual, whether it's relationship-wise, whether it's finances, whatever, all manner of sicknesses, Father. I just pray, Father God, that you touch and heal, Lord, in the name of Jesus, for you are our healer, Lord. Yes, for Lord Jesus, you were wounded for our transgressions, yes, and you were bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace was upon you, Lord Jesus. And this morning we decree and declare, yes, that by your stripes we are healed in the mighty name of Jesus, for you are Jehovah Rapha, the God, our healer, the one who heals all manner of diseases. I thank you, Father God, and we come against the spirit of suicide, people who have lost the desire to live. We come against you, you spirit of hopelessness, you spirit of depression. We come against you, you spirit of nervousness and stress and anxiety. We come against you in the mighty name of Jesus. We pluck you off. Yes, we burn you from the root. For Lord Jesus, you came so that we might have life and have it more abundantly. So we decree and declare abundant life in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, for the joy of the Lord is our strength. So I pray for the restoration of joy. I thank you, Father God. I honor you this morning in the name of Jesus, and we consider it done by the precious blood of Jesus, that the battle is won. In Jesus' name, we decree and declare. Yes, Psalm 91, in the mighty name of Jesus, that he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Yes, we say you are our Lord, you are our refuge, you are our fortress, yes, our God, you Lord. For some trust in chariots, some in horses, some even trust their finances, some trust their jobs. But we remember the name of the Lord our God. We trust you, Lord, for the name of the Lord is our strong tower. And when we run to you, Father, we are safe. So we thank you for safety, Father, as we continue to lift our eyes unto the hills. Yes, we lift them unto the mountains, because we know that that's where our help comes from. For our help comes from you, Lord. Yes, the maker of heaven and earth, the one who does not sleep nor slumber. Yes, for the one who keeps Israel, who neither slumber nor sleep. And we pray, Father God, for the peace of Israel, the peace of the Middle East, the whole Palestine and Israel warfare that is going on, Father. We just pray for peace, Lord. Peace, be still. That's what your word says, Lord. So we decree and declare peace, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we pray, Father God, that those in position of authority in this whole Middle East belt, that they come to their senses and come and sit down and come into an agreement and do what is right. In the mighty name of Jesus, that not everyone just flexing their muscles and just showing up their egos, but they do what is right for your children, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, we honor you, Lord. We glorify your name, and we consider it done by the precious blood of Jesus. The battle is won in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Master. Oh, you are awesome, God. You are a good God. There is no any other God but you. You are the creator of heaven and earth. You are mighty. You are mighty. We adore you, Father God. We glorify your name, Father. Oh, Shimendaraka Pepe Akakwekwendaraka Shikindaraka Shikudai. Oh, brothers and sisters, let us just praise God. Just praise God for his goodness. Thank him for his mercy that he is forever. Thank him for his good God. We are here. It's not by might, it's not by power. It is by his spirit. Just praise him this morning. We honor you, Lord. We glorify your name. I thank you, mighty God. Yes, yes, you are the brightest morning star. You are the King of kings, the Lord of lords. I thank you, Father God. You are the lily of the valley. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God, that when you arise, all your enemies scatter. I thank you, Lord, for my God, you are a consuming fire. You are the fire that burns all sin and wrath. I honor you, Father God, this morning. Yes, the greater I am, I glorify you, Father. For your glory fills the air in the mighty name of Jesus. For you are God. You offer yourself. You are God. You can do anything and everything that can get you through. I praise you, Lord, this morning. Oh, my God, I thank you, Father God. I honor you, Lord. Yes, my Redeemer. Yes, you are a miracle, my
God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I am
Glory. Oh, yes. So what are we going to do this morning before we see who is here. I'm just going to go ahead and get into the Word of God and just to share a few scriptures with you, and then we'll see what is ahead of us. So I'm going to ask you to mute your phones for me, is because we're going to come back really quickly. So just to mute your phone, and we're going to go into the Word. So I know our scripture of the week is from the book of Mark, Mark chapter 3, verses 24 to 27. And we have heard, and I'm just going to read it to remind ourselves again on this scripture of the week, Mark 3, verses 24 to 27. And if a kingdom be divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. And if a house be divided against itself, that house cannot stand. And if Satan rise up against himself and be divided, he cannot stand, but has an end. No man can enter into a strong man's house and spoil his goods, except he will first bind the strong man, and then he will spoil his house. And as yesterday also, we were reminded of forgiveness and love, and that how can two walk together unless they agree? And how can a house that is divided against itself, that house cannot stand, regardless whether the house, they have money, they make a good living, they have a thriving business or whatever, the house cannot stand because money has its limitations. And material things have its limitations, but if there is unity, if there is oneness, you can see with nothing you still stand. With a lot, you still stand. Because if money was the one that glues people together and make things work, we would not even see divorces in our celebrities, and we will not see divorces in these people, millionaires and billionaires. But that's shows only the love of Christ. And for people to agree and to have the forgiveness and the love, we need Christ, because it cannot be done by might, it cannot be done by power, it cannot be done by education. You cannot even Google your way out unless you surrender to Christ. So we thank God for his word. But the word yesterday in the morning, as we were being encouraged and during the prayer, the Lord just dropped a scripture in my spirit. And I had to look it up after the service, and I will share with you a portion of it. And it's still in the areas of... can you mute your phone? And it's still in the areas of love and love and obedience. So it's in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 11. Deuteronomy chapter 11. I would encourage you to read the whole chapter, but for the sake of time and this platform and this setting, I am just going to pick a few verses. I will pick, let's see, verses 18 to 21, and then we skip, and then we pick verses 26 to 30. And I will encourage you over the weekend, if you would, you know, read, and it talks about love and obeying the Lord. Right. If you read verse 1, it starts by saying, love the Lord your God and keep his requirements, his decrees, his laws, and his commands. Always, not at times, not few times, not when you feel good or when you feel like it or whatever, not when you are not in trouble or when you are in trouble. No, it says to love him, to love God and keep his requirements and his decrees and his laws and his commands always. That's how he started. And there is a lot of information right there. But where I want us to go is on verse 18. And I am reading from the message version. Place these words on your heart. Get them deep inside you. Tie them in your hands and forehead as a reminder. Teach them to your children. Talk about them wherever you are, sitting at home or walking in the street. Talk about them from the time you get up in the morning until you fall into bed at night. Inscribe them on the doorposts and gates of your cities so that you will live a long time and your children with you on the soil that God promised to give your ancestors for as long as there is a sky over the earth. So all the time, bless these words and talk about it. That's the word of God. We were being encouraged and always encouraged. That's one thing that keeps me here glued on this platform, is because we do not divert from the word of God. We focus on the word of God. We encourage each other on the word to do what is right, to obey, to love each other. I have been on several platforms. After a little while, maybe a few months or so, people start diverting, start doing other things. But I have been on this platform, I don't remember how many years, but for many, many years. And it's consistent. It's always glued on the word of God. And this is what sustains us. This is what the word of God is saying. He says these words, his words, you have to place them on your heart. Get them deep inside you, that you breathe and eat and walk the word of God, that you don't have to search. I know most of us, I know I am really challenged when it comes to memorizing scriptures and stuff like that or anything. But what I have learned years ago is to write it down. I keep a little scroll of a 3x5 card with scriptures, my most, you know, if I hear or see a scripture that touches me, that catches me, I write it down and put it in there. Wherever I am, in my place, it's there. And if something comes in my head or whatever, I write it down. When I need it, it's on my fingertips. And I have found out as I do it, the more and more I do it, these scriptures, they start coming in my head. I might not know exactly verse and you know, chapter and verse, but God always bring it into my remembrance, the exactly verse, what I need at the time. So this comes by consistency, by doing and obeying the word of God. So here we are encouraged that his word, we need to keep it on our hearts and get it deep inside of us. Tie them on your hands and on your forehead as a reminder. You know, I see people wearing bracelets and necklaces with the word, wearing T-shirts with the word. And I mean, anything, wherever you can, whatever you can put your hand on, and teach them to your children. And talk about it wherever you are, sitting in your homes, walking in the streets. Talk about them all the time, from the time you get up in the morning, just like we do here. As we get up in the morning, we say our praises, we say our words, we come to the line, we encourage each other. We are lining up with the word of God. And he says all day long, even when you fall into your bed, you know, inscribe them, put them on your doorsteps. I have gone to houses where they have scriptures, you know, on the doorways as you come, not just a welcome, and they have all these scriptures on the hallways and on the walls and, you know, as decorations. I have built myself now. Sometimes if God places a scripture on my heart that is keeping on burning, I write it down. I put it on my mirror. That will be the first thing I see when I go in my bathroom. That will be the last thing I see when I brush my teeth. And just to keep it there, and you do it, and I take them off as time goes on. But at that time, I just put it, do whatever it takes. We put things on our refrigerators, our children, our grandchildren, their paintings, their drawings, their colorings, we put them, make room for it, and, you know, just to develop something, a system that works for you, a scripture of the day or a scripture of the week, and just to write it and keep on over and over. As you say it, as you repeat it over and over, it becomes part of you. And when we continue, as we go on verse 26, I have brought you today to the crossroads of blessing and curse. Verse 27, the blessing. If you listen obediently to the commandments of God, your God, which I have commanded you today, and the curse is, if you don't pay attention to the commandments of God, your God, but leave the road that I command you today, following other gods of which you know nothing about. Here is what comes next. When God, your God, brings you into the land you are going into to make your own, you are to give out the blessing from Mount Gerizim and the curse from Mount Ebal. After you cross the Jordan River, follow the road to the west through Canaanite settlements in the valley near Gilgal and the Oaks of Moreh. So stood out or ministered to me is that our God is precise. He doesn't play hide and seek with us. He tells us exactly what he wants. He gives us the orders and the directions, exactly what we need to do. But he doesn't force on us. That's why he put it before us and say, look, today, I put before you life or death. Choose what you want. If you choose life, you will live. If you choose death, you will die. Choose today. I have brought it to you. You are on the crossroads. There is a blessing. There is a curse. And he explains what a blessing is. It's to listen and to pay attention, to obey his word, to obey what he says. And when we do that, then we will get the blessing. We will reap the fruit of obedience. There's a scripture that says obedience is better than sacrifice. And he also says, okay, and there is curse on the other side. And a curse is when you do not obey, when you do not pay attention, when you do not follow the word. And then things will happen that are not lovely. But you also reap this law of sowing and reaping. It goes both ways, both in the natural and also in the spirit. Whatever we sow, that's what we reap. But our God is a good God. He doesn't trick us. He doesn't play games with us. He doesn't manipulate us. He just lay it up flat, lay it up in the open and say, look, this is what happens. When you obey, this is what you need to do. This is what obedience is, to listen to the word of God, to obey the word, to follow his word, to do it and remind yourself every day, have it everywhere. When you wake up in the morning, that's the first thing that comes into your mind. Before you go to bed at night, all day throughout the day, you always think of the goodness of the Lord. And the Bible says also the steps of a good man, they are ordered by God. He orders our steps. He obeys us. I was talking to a co-worker yesterday, soon after our conference call, and we were sharing about, she said she saw an accident, and it just brought it to my remembrance that not too long ago when I was driving,
end. I for whatever reason, God just escaped us. He just made me divert and go to a different lane. And lo and behold, as soon as I move over, this car just lost control, and it could have run into me, but it went another way. So that's what God does. He protects us and he shields us. We all have a testimony. We all have a story to tell what God has done. He has done so much for us. And we just thank God for his word. And we thank him for this platform. We thank him for his provision, for his goodness, for he is a good God. He is a God who hears prayer. He is a God who answers prayer. And I thank each and every one of us being here and what God is doing in our lives individually and cooperatively as a body of Christ. And we are at the top of the hour. I am going to go ahead and turn this time to Pastor Darlene, and I trust that you all will have a good and blessed, fruitful weekend, that your weekend this weekend is going to be better than last weekend. You thought you had it good last weekend? Wait and see what God has installed for you this weekend in Jesus' name. Pastor Darlene, it's yours. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Pastor Scholastica, for the prayers and the word this morning. We appreciate everybody being here and all that God has done this morning. It is so wonderful to be able to come together and hear that word. And let's take heed to the word. We don't want to just hear that word, but to take heed and do what God would have us to do and see him work in our lives each and every day. See him taking us to higher heights and deeper depths in him. We know that in him we live, move, and have our being. So we appreciate just every word that comes forth that is so powerful, that is so wonderful. And we just want to thank God for, just giving us the strength to even get up this morning and be here at the Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. And I decree this morning that each and every one of us shall be blessed and we will not be cursed. We are above and not beneath. I decree that we rise as an edifice higher and higher in the Lord. I decree this morning that we are God's children and we are a peculiar people, a holy nation called out by God. And we rise up and come against the tricks and schemes of the devil. I decree that we are the ones that are trusting in the Lord. We will trust in him with all of our hearts and we will not lean to our own understanding. In all of our ways, we shall acknowledge him. And he directs our path. And I decree that every evil and wicked word that has been spoken against every sister and brother in Christ is destroyed. It is repelled, and we send it back to the sender in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank God for the victory today. And this morning, I pray that each and every one of us will continue to rise up in the Lord. And we know that the Lord is making our feet like hind feet, and he will help us to walk upon those high places for the rest of our lives, and we're looking forward to the best is yet to come because God has done great things for us, and we just give him the praise each and every day. Remember that we are workers together with the Lord, and we are working with him as we go forward in our lives. I love each and every one of you, and I pray that you continue to love me back and love each other and see the Lord just blessing us tremendously. Everybody be blessed and enjoy your weekend, and we look forward to hearing and seeing you next week. Adios.
Adios. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there who has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you will repeat after me, Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart that Jesus died, was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. The address is 2473 Wood Valley Drive. The street is WOOD. Second word is VALLEY. That's 2473 Wood Valley Drive in the city of East Point, Georgia. Zip code 30344. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-pound. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous section, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord will continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you.